Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending February 21st, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Matthew Samuda becomes new cabinet minister in Jamaica. Jamaican Senator Matthew Samuda was sworn in as a cabinet minister at King's House on February 17th, 2020. Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen did the honours upon advice from Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness. Samuda will take the role left vacant following the resignation of Pernell Charles Jr., former minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation. Charles left the ministry to pursue becoming the representative for Clarendon South East in the parliamentary by-election slated for March 2nd, 2020. Teachers Association President supports non-lethal weapons for teachers. The president of the Jamaica Teachers Association, Owen Speed, is lending support to providing teachers with non-lethal weapons like pepper spray to defend themselves against attacks from students and others. He's resisting calls to provide official training in self-defense, as he believes offering such training could cause violent attacks to escalate. Speed has also advocated for more security guards, improved surveillance, and stronger security protocols to address the issues of attacks against teachers. This week's Caribbean news. Dust from Sahara presents problems for Caribbean. People in Caribbean countries are feeling the respiratory effects of dust from the African Sahara Desert that has traveled across the Atlantic Ocean. Several countries have instituted health precautions to address the coughing and eye irritation suffered by their populations. Barbados, St. Martin, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines have issued health warnings. Weather forecasters predict the effects of the dust should begin to improve on February 21st, 2020. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's Diaspora News. New job migration rules in the UK may benefit some Jamaicans. Jamaicans and others in the English-speaking regions of the Caribbean who have high-level skills are expected to gain some job opportunities in the United Kingdom as a result of new immigration rules instituted by UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson. The new policy could limit employment for migrants from the European Union following Brexit. Beginning in 2021, migrants to the UK must pre-qualify for jobs paying over £25,000 per year and must be able to speak English. This week's business news. Jampro heads delegation of filmmakers to European marketplace. The Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, is leading a group of the nation's filmmakers to participate in the European film market, EFM, in Berlin, Germany. The event runs through February 27, 2020, and allows Jamaican-made content and those Jamaicans in the creative economy to present their work and ideas to more than 10,000 industry representatives. The Film Commission will make a presentation at the Africa Hub program highlighting the business opportunities associated with filming in Jamaica. This week's Arts and Entertainment News. Legendary dancer Tipper mourned by Jamaicans. The popular Jamaican dancer and dancehall star Tipper died on February 17, 2020. Tipper, whose given name was Frederick Moncrief, passed away in the hospital where he was being treated for an illness. Tipper had been a dance star since the 1990s, rising to fame after appearing on the Intense television program. The entertainment industry marked his passing with praise for his contributions to the dancing fraternity. Now for this week's sports news. St. Jago Boys, Edwin Allen Girls dominate Digicel Central Championships. The St. Jago High School Boys hold 11 championship titles and the Edwin Allen High School Girls hold 12 consecutive titles. Both teams continued their dominance of the Digicel Central Championship competition held at G.C. Foster College of Physical Education and Sport. The Edwin Allen girls set several new track records, notably with the performance of the relay team in Class 2, achieving a time of 43.80 seconds and breaking the previous record set by St. Jago in 2019. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TurnItUpRadio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at E2OnAir.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.